This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A funeral is planned for tomorrow for Fayetteville Police Officer Stephen Carr. He was shot and killed Saturday night by a gunman who was then killed by responding officers. Tomorrow's funeral will be at 1 o'clock at Bud Walton Arena at the University of Arkansas. Visitation is underway right now. Last night, a candlelight service was held in Fayetteville. KUAF reporter Susanna Sitek was there.
At the conclusion of the candlelight vigil for slain Fayetteville police officer Stephen Carr, the hundreds of people who poured onto Dixon Street joined in song. A smiling photo of Carr was displayed on the steps of the Walton Arts Center, as the same police officers working to keep the street blocked also mourned their fallen colleague. Police Chief Mike Reynolds, who had just been sworn into the position in September, says 27-year-old Officer Carr was shot and killed Saturday night right outside the police station as he sat by himself in his patrol car waiting for his partner. That night, Chief Reynolds summed it up for several media outlets like this.
Have no motive at all. It appears that the suspect came into the back parking lot and just executed my officer.
Reynolds says officers inside the station heard the gunshots and pursued the suspect. Corporal C. Floyd and Officer Natalie UC then shot and killed him. On Tuesday evening, the chief thanked the community for its support during what he called the darkest time in department history.
You know, as a police department, we put our arms around this city every day and we say, nobody's going to hurt you. In the last 3 days, this city's put their arms around us as a police department and said, nobody's going to hurt our police department.
Reynolds also offered his condolences to Officer Carr's family and loved ones.
I just want to talk about Stephen for just a second. This picture to my left, he has a beautiful, infectious smile. A gentle giant. What you see is what you get. He came to us 2.5 years ago. I remember him walking in, and we were doing an interview, and just a beautiful kid come walking through that door. And the only thing he really wanted to do is he wanted to serve. He wanted to serve you, and he wanted to make his father proud. He told me that so many times.
During his 2.5 years with the department, Carr had been assigned to the Dixon Street Entertainment District beat. Joe Fennell, the owner of Bordino's and president of the Dixon Street Merchants Association, says that's no easy task.
He was one of our beloved bike cops. He was a special one. It takes a special officer to work the Dixon Street area, on bike or on foot. It's all about having the ability to interact with our customers, with our staff members, building relationships and building friendships. Being tough when it's called for, but always being kind and considerate.
Fennell told the crowd the officers who work the Entertainment District beat become part of the community of downtown business owners.
Our bike patrol officers are a big part of our Dixon Street merchant family. For the past 25 years, these officers have been there for us and with us. We, as Dixon Street merchants, thank all of them for their service through the years.
Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan also spoke at the vigil, his usual enthusiasm replaced by a much somber tone.
I will tell you, as the mayor who is directly in charge of the police department, I cannot tell you what a fine and excellent and outstanding police department we have in this city. I want to tell you, tonight as the mayor, I have never been prouder of this city in all of my life.
Hannah Huffy and Terry Foote were in the crowd last night. Foote had crocheted several blue stars with a black ribbon through them to leave for others on the table with the candles provided for the vigil.
So I had some stuff at home and sat and crocheted some stars last night and early this morning and thought if anybody wants to have something to wear, you know, just reminder and let everybody know that we stand behind our police officers and grieve for this loss.
Foote says she's also been thinking about Officer Carr's family.
And my children grew up with his fiance, you know, here in Fayetteville, went to the same church and known her since she was a little girl. And, you know, felt like we also needed to kind of be here for her and let her know, you know, remember, we love you and can't imagine how hard this is.
Puffy heard about the shooting from her mother, who was watching the news in the other room.
We watch crime shows all the time, so I thought she was just talking about one of our shows. And then when the news flashed across my phone and my iPad, you know, breaking news, officer shot, there's been a shooting, I was just like, no, this can't be happening. This doesn't happen in Northwest Arkansas. This happens in big cities. This does not happen here.
Huffy, who lives in Springdale, says she wants Fayetteville's police officers to know it's not just all of Fayetteville that's thinking of them. It's all of Northwest Arkansas.
You are a superhero. You may not wear a mask, you may not be able to fly, you may not have super awesome gadgets, but you are a true and honest superhero.
Luke Merrick also came to the vigil from Springdale.
It's been so overwhelmed with sadness and grief for the department, for City of Fayetteville, for our whole area, though, to lose someone that gave so much and who had such a large heart and who was just doing their job and had to pay the ultimate price. We just wanted to come down here and support and remember.
Merrick says he wants all the law enforcement officers in the region to know that they are not taken for granted.
I just think the large groups of people coming out in support is just incredible to see. And even watching, you know, this yesterday morning, the coverage of the procession as it went down to Little Rock, and just seeing everybody taking time out of their day, out of their work, to say this is something important and this is something special and this is, we need to honor the best of us.
Before leaving for the night, many people stopped to offer Chief Mike Reynolds condolences, handshakes, and hugs. Razorback Stadium has also been lit in blue, and it will stay like that tonight. The police department is asking the community to do the same and turn the city blue in honor of Officer Carr by putting blue lights outside homes and businesses. I'm Susanna Sitek.
Susanna Sitek is with Fayetteville Station KUAF. The suspect has been identified as 35-year-old Lyndon Phillips. The two officers who killed him are on administrative leave while an investigation into the shooting is being conducted. That probe is being led by the Washington County Prosecuting Attorney with the help of the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and Arkansas State Police. This is KUAR 89.1.